Welcome back, gang. Wow, we've just had an incredible day with various people all about art. It's been an art focus. But back to reality, because 2020, every 10 years, it's time for the U.S. Census. And we're very fortunate to have Beatrice Velasquez here from Equality California. Beatrice, welcome to the show.
Hi, yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yay, welcome. And I think a lot of people don't understand why the census, why do I care? I just want to be left alone. Don't right. bother me. I don't want to fill out a form. What would you say?
Well, I can absolutely understand that, because it's not an annual thing. It's not like voting. It's not something that is front of mind all the time. It happens every 10 years. But what the census does is that it counts every single living person in the United States, regardless of immigration status, regardless whether they have a home or not. And what that does is that it does two major things. It helps with representation in government, which obviously our community really, really needs right now. And it also helps the distribution of federal funds for programs within our communities. So that means money for schools, for roads, for health, for education. So all those things, which are so important for so many communities. Hmm.
Now, if somebody is fearful because they're undocumented,
right,
you say, and basically hidden, and probably with good reason from the Trump administration. They've not really been kind to DACA recipients or others.
Right.
I mean, should people be fearful if they're not here legally or undocumented? Should they be fearful of the census?
No. As a matter of fact, none of the information that is collected in the census can be shared with any other agency. So it won't be shared with ICE. It won't be shared with Homeland Security. It's safe. It doesn't even ask about your citizenship. It doesn't ask about your immigration status. It's only about 10 questions. So it's just getting some basic information like your name, your date of birth, so they can tell, you know, ages, how many people live in your home, and then each of them have a place to answer on the census. Mm. So no, none of that information will be shared, and it's actually illegal for any census taker or any census worker to share that information. So your information is protected.
Now, I know that the Trump administration tried to include a question about status,
yes,
your citizenship status, but the Supreme Court told them no.
Right.
Wilbur Ross and Trump, no, you cannot ask about
right.
that.
Right. And that is such a win for the census, for all of our different communities, all of our marginalized and vulnerable communities, because if we want that accurate count, people have to feel comfortable
right.
coming forward, filling it out, and essentially getting what our communities deserve. Because what we do know is that especially for California, for every person that fills out the census, that means $2,000 in federal funding coming back into our communities. Mm. So it's imperative that that happens. And then going back to representation, it also helps with representation in government. It talks about how many seats we get. So that's important. We want to be heard. We want our voices heard. And that's how we do it, is through the census. In doing a lot of work with the census and meeting different people, I have run into scholars who have actually said, you know, voting is important. It's extremely important. Everybody wants to register to vote who can. But in a lot of ways, the census is more important because it happens every 10 years. So whatever numbers and whatever data we get this time, it won't be changed until 2030. So
wow.
it's important that we get it correct.
Yeah. Is there still a short form and a long form on the census? Some people are asked to do the longer form. Is that where sexual orientation and gender identity are contained, or are there no questions about that?
So there is no specific question about gender identity or sexual orientation. But what there is, and this is the first time that this has happened, is that there is a question that will allow you to identify a relationship within your household as same sex, whether married or unmarried.
Mm.
So that is where you can
yeah.
be counted.
If you're in a relationship, as domestic
exactly.
partners or
as
married
mm-hmm.
or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can choose whether it's a unmarried domestic partnership, it could be same sex, or a marriage.
Yeah. I know one of the big issues, of course, is 435 seats in the Congress, and this is in the Constitution, that every 10 years we've got to count our people. You have to go all the way back. Even Joseph and Mary had to go back to Bethlehem to be counted during the time of King Herod. This has been going on for thousands of years. But some states may lose a seat. California today has 53 seats in Congress, but because our population has been shrinking and Arizona and Texas have been on the increase, we may lose a seat in California to Texas or Arizona, right?
Right. And that is a very real fear, and that's a very real thing that can happen. And the thing about California is that Los Angeles County specifically is the hardest county to count because we are home to so many what are being called hard-to-count communities. That includes immigrant population, African-Americans, renters, people who are experiencing homelessness, and the LGBTQ population. And what is also unique about the LGBTQ population is we do not just inhabit one space. We have LGBTQ immigrants. We have LGBTQ people of color. We have LGBTQ people who are renters. So even more so important to be counted so that we do not lose our representation. There's always this fear of an undercount, especially now. So it is absolutely imperative that everyone does come out and everyone does fill out that form. And they're trying to make it a lot easier and less invasive. I know that for people who have filled it out in the past, they say, oh, I don't want people knocking on my doors. I don't want someone talking to me. Well, now you can do it online.
Oh, that's great.
You can do
it
on your phone. You know, you can do it in that private space.
Yeah. When does it start? When does the process start?
So in mid-March, the government is going to start sending out the postcards that have the information about the census. As soon as you get that, and as soon as the website goes live, which will be in March, you can actually do it. The day that is being targeted is April 1st. That's kind of a ceremonial day because you can do it anytime as soon as you get that form. You can do it anytime. But April 1st is the day that we are targeting as, hey, everyone, let's come together, either make sure that you have already done it or do it now, reach out to people, you know, talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends, let them know this is the day to do it. Also in March, which is interesting, this is a brand new thing that is happening with the census, is there are going to be kiosks in different places, different public places, including libraries, and some schools have actually signed up to host a kiosk. And Equality California, we signed up to partner with some community-based organizations throughout the state to host kiosks. So we will be having 10 kiosks throughout California in Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, Sacramento, Visalia, and we are working to get to finalize a few places in Napa and some other locations in California. And our partners are all LGBTQ organizations and allies. So it's in order to have that sort of comfort and
That's awesome.
Have people who can understand you.
You guys have information on the census on the website? Equality California have information on this?
We do, and we are constantly updating.
All right. It's EQCA.org?
EQCA.org.
Got it. I want to thank Beatrice for coming by today and talking about the census. Maybe we can have you come back in March again when we get closer to the counting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We would love to and just fill people in and let them know, you know, how they can access everything.
Yeah. Maybe bring somebody who's actually done it to talk about how easy it was, right?
Less than 10 minutes.
All right. Gang, when we come back, concluding remarks here on the Channel Q. Thanks for tuning in.